Hey guys, Haas Husems here, and today I want to talk about two of the most important firearms that a prepper can own, or really anyone. But I did a video called Three Firearms Everyone Should Own, and I stand by everything I said in that. I think that's a very important thing to know, is to have a full-size battle caliber rifle first. That's the first gun I think that anyone should have, and be proficient with it. I also did a video called 8 Guns Every Prepper Should Own. I stand by that as well. Those are all really great guns to own. Today I'm going to cover the 22 long rifle, which is a lot of people mentioned this in some of those other videos. And I'm going to cover some of the thoughts and things that people had in those videos. So, first of all, I'm going to suggest, like everyone else pretty much, that the Ruger 10/22 is one of the best 22s that you can get. It's one of the most reliable. There's a bunch of them sold. There's no surprises here. Everybody knows about the Ruger 10/22. So I heavily modified this one way back before I was into prepping, and I just thought it was fun to play with. One thing that I think that you can do that's pretty cool is you can modify it and play around with it a lot. There's a lot of things you can do. You can see that I've cut down the barrel, put a flash hider on there, an A1 flash hider. Even mounted this flashlight with a scope ring. There's little pieces of rail all over it. This Weaver rail is where I used to have a Magpul AFG, which is now in my coffee cup. This is a piece of Picatinny, so you can get Picatinny for the top. You can put all sorts of optics on here that you'd like. I think eventually I'll get a little scope for this. I think it's important to have a 22 because it's one of those guns that does a lot of things, but it doesn't do anything very well. So it's a pretty good hunting gun. It's a okay defensive firearm. It's a it's like one of those guns that does a lot of things. So the 22 long rifle, the good thing about it is it's cheap, very cheap, and it's fairly effective. Even out to long distances. That doesn't mean that this should be your first choice rifle. It doesn't mean that it should be your defensive rifle. It just means that it can be used as such. And one of the really great things about this is there's little to no recoil. So you could give this to a child. A very young child could wield this firearm effectively. And it's even, I don't even think you can find buttstocks that have full length. I mean, you can see how short the length of pull is on this, so it's pretty short. The Ruger 10/22 is an outstanding 22 to choose. There's tons of other ones. There's Marlin makes good ones. There's some other ones. And I have no problems with you guys buying other ones. I mean, that's great. Just this was my choice. Part of the reason, commonality of parts. There's millions and millions of these around the U.S., so it's a good gun to have. So let's move on. I think that pretty much everybody knows all the arguments for the 22. The second is a single barrel break open shotgun. And why do you, a 12 gauge shotgun. So I choose the single barrel 12 gauge shotgun. I also have a series of videos on modifying this. So if you want to see that, then you can see it. Why do I choose the single barrel shotgun? Partially because of the rifled inserts you can get. There's rifled inserts that are about, I don't know, what is that? I think they're like 9 inches long. Rifled inserts, so you can shoot all sorts of sub-calibers out of it. You can shoot a 22, you can shoot 9mm, and then there's a bunch of other ones. There's like 357 Magnum, 44, 38 Special, there's bunches. So you can shoot pretty much any round out of these as long as you have an adapter. You can use it as a defensive gun. Of course, it's not the best in the world, but it's a pretty good one. It's fairly compact. This whole thing is 35 inches or something. You can see it's just slightly longer than my arm. So you could stick this in a pack and or whatever. You could actually break it down and stick it in a pack. You can use it to breach with. You can use it to hunt with. You can use it for all those different things. And so these two are the most versatile maybe the most useful firearms that you'll have. You may never ever use your full-size battle rifle, and that's fine. You shouldn't have to. I mean, hopefully you won't have to. a pump shotgun would be much better for use in a defensive role, of course. A semi-auto shotgun, much better in a defensive role, of course. But those can't accept those long sub-caliber inserts. There's a lot of drawbacks to using this as a kind of catch-all rifle, but at the same time, there's a lot of versatility, there's a lot of uses. You can get a lot of capability and versatility out of one gun than having three or four other guns. And in my case, this rifle was gifted to me, this shotgun was gifted to me. And in many cases, you can pick these up for 50, 60, 80, 100, 120 bucks. And, you know, do a bunch of modifications in your garage to make it more usable for you. So, to me, those are the two most versatile prepper guns or guns in general. And they're definitely, it'd be hard to contend with finding a more versatile gun than these two here. And so I think that is definitely something, if you are a prepper, these are two guns that you definitely want to consider to add to your arsenal.
I don't need very long to kill Nazis.